that top crack like a Nick from Dinosaur's Rex.
Hi there, folks. This week on the Polyphonic Parter Pod, we're going to be talking to Fraser Walker, a sound engineering student from Edinburgh, and then briefly with Aaron Matthews, who runs a home studio in Glasgow. Hi there, Fraser. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm going to start with the hard-hitting questions.
Do you smoke?
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure everybody in the industry does.
Not necessarily everyone, but 90%.
But I don't think I've ever been to an event or a gig or anything where, like, you're recording in the studio or something like that, and there hasn't been a fag break or my fag break or, you know,
or
like,
going out and where is the bass player,
where's the drummer,
you know, having a fag.
Yeah, it's just,
you know, how do you feel about that?
Well, smoking's always seemed to sort of coincide with musicians. It's very strange, like, it's a weird relationship, because if you're not involved, then you lose out in a lot of the social aspects, especially if you're at a gig or something like that. You go out, even if you're a viewer or if you're running the desk, you go out, you have some chat with the band, you know, you put a few plugs in, you see if you can get anywhere with connections, and usually they're out having a cigarette if you're going to see them after the gig.
Certainly a large aspect of it, I'd say, because the majority of conversations, like, you can't have a conversation in a venue, you know?
No, exactly.
You can't have a conversation while the bands are on, so
you can't have a cigarette in the venue.
Exactly.
But yeah, there is an aspect of professionalism to it. It's like, yeah, where is the bassist? It's sound check time. Come on.
I think the thing to remember is there's a time and a place. Like, if you want to have a fag after the sound check.
Exactly.
You know? Or before your sound check. Don't go, when's sound check? Or 7:30? Oh, it's 28 minutes past now. Got plenty of time for a fag.
And then they're meant to be on stage or they're meant to be recording. And it's just, there's definitely a time and a place.
Separates the amateurs from the professionals in a sense. What is your biggest pet hate with a band who think they're on par with the professionals in the industry?
When you're going out and you're seeing stuff in the scene or even in the studio as well, there's always one, but tuning pedals and tuning pegs, clip-on tuners that will just clip onto your top of your headstock and your guitar, absolutely essential. Instead of just, just give me a minute while I, like, turn all my machine heads and get in tune by ear, and then they're not in tune, and
it's always the worst thing between songs. It can't be helped in some cases, but I mean, I hate hearing bands tune in between songs. It's unbelievably unprofessional, particularly when they haven't planned anything out, so you've got complete silence. The vocalist's not talking to the crowd, no one's talking to the crowd. The drummer's just smacking on some stuff, you know? The guitarist and the bassist are both trying to tune at the same time, putting each other off, and then you're 10 minutes into the set and no one's played the song. Well, it would appear that that's all we have time for today, but thank you very much for coming out to talk to me, and I shall talk to you again soon.
And now we're going to move on to a short talk with Aaron Matthews. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for making the time to come and talk to us today. Okay, so I know you're pressed for time, so we're just going to fire through some quick questions with you. So first off, what's your biggest pet hate in the studio?
It's got to be when bands can't actually play their own songs. They come into the studio very confident, and then it comes to playing tight to a click, and they just lose it, or they can't harmonise parts together, and it's a shambles.
I can see why that would be frustrating, particularly when you're recording.
Oh, are you done again there for it?
Okay, so second question, what is the strangest experience you've had in the studio with a band?
Well, actually, there was a time that a band came in to record, and the drummer had broken his leg 2 days beforehand, and so could not play the part, but they'd already pre-booked and prepaid. So the singer came in and played his parts with his feet, and then we re-recorded the drummer playing the parts with his hands, so the cymbals and the snares and whatnot. It's strange.
Well, that is actually rather strange, you know, but at least you've got a good story out of it.
Aye, I suppose.
And lastly, what artist or band, dead or alive, would be your dream to record?
Oh, it's got to be Led Zeppelin, hasn't it?
Of course. Okay, so that's all the time we've got here at the Polyphonic Parter Pod this week. Hope you've all enjoyed, and we'll see you next week.